Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the SEND Network here in Columbus and also at LifePoint. We are in a series that we're calling My Story, and the main idea of this new series is that history is God's story. In this series, we are looking at someone in the Bible, a person who lived, and looking at their individual story, while also looking at a story from someone in the life of our church. And we want to see how God not only used the story of others from long ago, but how God wants to use us and know us and share even our stories. This week, we are in Mark chapter 5, looking at a woman who has an issue, a bleeding issue. And it's been something that she has dealt with for a long, long time. And not only has she dealt with it for a long, long time, but there seems to be no solution. She has drained her livelihood and her savings trying to find answers. And not only can she not find answers, but it only seems to be getting worse for her. The more she seeks to be made whole, the worse her life seems to get, and the worse that this issue seems to get. In almost every respect, it feels this way. This didn't just go on for days for her, or weeks, or months, or even just a couple of years. As bad as this would be for any length of time, she has experienced it and been dealing with it for 12 years. 12 years. Can you imagine the frustration that this woman feels? But it's stronger than frustration, the hopelessness that this woman has felt, and the physical issues that she's dealing with, the mental toll that this must be taking on her. What is this doing to her relationships? And as the Bible tells us, her finances have been absolutely depleted because of this issue. So to say that she is desperate is an absolute understatement. At this point, she is willing to do anything. This is her story. This is her story. And it's at this point that she is introduced to Jesus. And even the way the story is told about her, even the way that we come to know her, reveals where this woman is. Her story is really an aside to the main story. Jesus is not headed to heal her. He is not seeking her out to heal her. No, in fact, he is headed to heal the daughter of one of the rulers of the synagogues. When somehow this woman, in desperation, pushes through the crowd, which the Bible tells us is very dense. There's this crowd surrounding Jesus. And yet she pushes through that crowd and touches not him, not his body, not his person, but the hem of his garment. So she doesn't touch him. She doesn't touch his garment. She touches the hem of his garment. So this is the point of where she is. So you can kind of see she's not the main character. She's just touching the hem of his garment. And he senses something, though. He senses that something has happened, that someone touched him in a way that the people who are kind of bumping into him, it's different. And through that, she is healed. So again, here she is. She's desperate. She squeezes through the crowd. So many people are around Jesus, pushing him, touching him, and yet her touch, something was unique about it. It had faith behind it. And Jesus knows this, and he stops. And I'm sure this was much of the chagrin of Jairus, whose daughter is at the point of death. In fact, as he's stopping to talk with this woman, it's reported to him that his daughter has, in fact, died. So it's just incredible. What stands out to me here is just the fact that here's this woman who for 12 years has just not been cared for, has not been seen. She has been struggling, dealing with who knows what all kind of mental emotional issues due to her physiological situation. And she's just not seen. And even now, she's not the main character of the narrative. She's not front and center. In fact, we don't even know her name. She's not mentioned by name here. We know her as a woman with the issue of blood. That's how she's known to us. And so, again, you can kind of see how she's pushing through, not to speak to Jesus, not to even touch him, but just to touch the hem of his garment. I mean, she is literally, pun intended, on the fringe, right? She's unseen, uncared for, unnamed, unresolved. She's not whole. She's not well. And yet, what does Jesus do? He calls out to her. He stops. He brings her front and center. Not because he's mad, not because he's harsh. He's not harsh with her. He doesn't seek to embarrass her. He wants to validate her. He seeks to honor her faith. Many touched him that day, but no one touched them like she did. And finally, Jesus not only heals her, but he sees her. She is finally seen, she is finally loved, and she is finally whole. And this is what Jesus does. No matter our story, when we feel forgotten, when we feel like God has given up on us, it's been years, even like this woman, more than a decade since we had any hope. When we reach out, he sees us. He wants to see you. He wants to know you. He wants to make you whole. He can, and he will. No matter what your story is, we can reach out to him today. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. I hope that you'll come back for the rest of the week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that in Jesus we are seen. We are not forgotten. We are not hopeless. Thank you that you care, that you stop, that you take the time, even the midst of urgency, to care for us like you did this woman. Thank you, Lord, that you love the nameless, the forgotten, that this world has refused to see. Help us to be reminded of that today, not only as we think about our stories, but also as we think about the stories of others that we come into contact with every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to point out to you the part of your story that feels most unseen, and reach out to him in faith, asking him to make you whole.